The Morning Minute. In Ferguson, Missouri, all hell is breaking loose. Not only are police refusing to reveal the name of the cop who shot young Mike Brown, now they're firing tear gas at the protesters. And on top of that, reporters who are just there to cover the story are being arrested. What year is this? It's like the police force in Ferguson are using the documentary Eyes on the Prize as a training video. According to reports, Jay-Z is pulling out all the stops to save his marriage to Beyonce. And I can't imagine that's easy to do, considering she's worth $450 million her damn self. I mean, there's nothing Jigga can buy her that she can't buy herself, and there's no place he can take her that she can't fly to on her own plane. So how does Jigga woo her? I don't know, but whatever he does, please, please don't make an album for her and call it Beyonce. That crap does not work. Hashtag Ask Robin Thicke. Michael Sam has started something. Now, Arizona State University lineman Chip Serafin has revealed his homosexuality. And since Chip still plays for ASU, he's the first active gay man in college football. So good for him. And all you jokers out there, don't you start calling ASU, Ash U. I'm Chris Paul, and this was the Morning Minute.